kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
In the Philippines, we enjoyed the whole place because it was just, everyone was very happy.
Yeah. Happiness. Yeah.
Happiness.
Happiness and
joy,
willingness.
Living life to the fullest.
Yeah. Very friendly. Don't see many with, you know, a sad face or grumbling about something.
Mm-hmm.
I find, yeah.
And, you know, the people I work with were all very, very highly educated, university educated, so very up with the times. With the current trends, so that was really, really great.
Pagkamasiyahin, palakaibigan, matulungin, matatag at magaling sa trabaho. Ito ang katangian ng mga Pilipino na tumatak sa puso at isipan sa Australian couple na sila Rafael at Gail Crow. Habang sila ay nanirahan sa Pilipinas ng halos 4 na taon mula taong 2000. Nakapanayam ng SBS Filipino ang dalawa habang sila ay dumadalo sa isang Harmony Week celebration sa Bondi Junction dito sa Sydney na pinangunahan ng SBS. Ayon kay Rafael bilang bahagi ng United Nations, bagamat trabaho ang dahilan kung bakit siya kasama ang kanyang asawa at 3 anak ay nadistino sa Pilipinas, inamin niya na ang kanyang buong karanasan ay parang isang masayang bakasyon. Sa katunayan, sa panayam tungkol sa trabaho, hindi mapigilan ng asawang si Gail na banggitin ang masasayang karanasan ng pamilya.
I worked for the UN, for the International Labour Organization. So we were working there for a team that covered Philippines, Indonesia, and the Pacific Island countries.
Mm-hmm.
So I was there helping build capacity in the Philippines for better labor standards and labor conditions. In that work, I was working with the Philippine employers to try and get them to be good employers, to improve productivity, better industrial relations, not employ child labor, have good conditions for labor supply contractors, and generally that kind of work. The government was good. The Labor Department or the Labor Secretary was very supportive of our work in the Philippines. And
they like to sing.
No, we're talking about the work.
I know. But
in the Philippines, we enjoyed the whole place because it was just, everyone was very happy. People loved to sing. We went to a lot of balls and dances. And our kids grew up there. So they went to the international school. And that was an excellent school, International School of Manila.
Dahil kilala ang mga Pinoy sa kantahan at sayawan, inamin ng mag-asawang Crow, marami silang masasaya at hindi makakalimutang tagpo. At sila mismo ay napasabak sa kantahan at sayawan.
It was really fun. I remember we went to one function and it was all, you know, I think like
military.
Government officials
military,
and everything.
Yeah,
and they're all singing and carrying on and
wow. They were hard-nosed military men and they were singing Valentine's Day crooning songs. So that was funny.
What song do you remember singing?
Bye Bye American Pie. Easy ones. Watch other people singing. You know, when we went to a dance or something, they would have people singing. Oh, the other thing was that I liked was the dance instructors.
You'd be sitting there watching,
and the next minute this dance instructor would come, grab you, take you up, and show you all the moves.
That was really fun.
We had a party once for one of our daughters.
Oh, that's right.
And we got dance instructors in. To do line dancing
fun.
And teaching the kids about dancing.
So with the kids.
Yeah, it was really good.
That was fun.
Yeah, that was fun.
And then we had another party where, because our kids were quite young when we were there, and we had another party which I think, I can't remember how old she was, but one daughter, it was a makeup party.
Okay.
And so we had, you know, one stand with the nails and one with the hair and one with, it was really fun. There was so much possibilities of things that you could do there, I found. You know, like sometimes you're limited in, oh, well, you can't do this. But there, it was, you have an idea and you could just go for it. And there were always people willing to help you out.
Dagdag pa ng mag-asawa dahil parehong lumaki sa Western countries at sanay na ginagawang mag-isa ang lahat ng bagay. Pero nang madistino sa Pilipinas, Kahit may tatlong anak na nasa primary school noong mga panahong iyon, naranasan nila ang mas madaling pamumuhay dahil may tumutulong sa kanila. Kaya naipagsasabay nila ang trabaho, eskwela, pati gala ng pamilya.
It was really fun. We had a really nice time. There was a great atmosphere and there was always something to do. Yeah, the weather was always nice. I'm from Canada originally. And in Canada, sometimes we had no school because of snow. Yeah. But in Philippines, we had no school because of the rain, which I thought was very interesting. A different experience. Yeah.
So we always try and fit in a holiday somewhere.
It was very interesting. And there were, you know, we had lots of opportunities to mix with other Filipinos because the school had lots of activities and there was always something going on and the birthday parties and the, oh my goodness.
Merienda.
I met Merienda, yes.
And we also had a good expat group, Australian-New Zealand group. They had balls, you know, dancing balls. We lived in a very nice village, Urdaneta, down in Makati. So that was with a swimming pool and lovely staff working for us, helping with the work.
Ayon sa Department of Tourism, sa taong 2025, higit 6 milyong katao ang inbound visitors sa Pilipinas. Batay sa tala ng Bureau of Immigration, 5.9 milyon dito ay mga dayuhan o foreigners at higit kalahating milyon naman ang mga balikbayan. At tinatayang nag-abot ito ng higit 600 bilyong piso sa kaban ng bayan. Kabilang sa mga nangungunang tourist destinations ang Boracay, El Nido at Coron sa Palawan, Cebu, Bohol, Siargao, Baguio, Vigan, Davao, Banawi Rice Terraces at Camiguin. Ang mga lugar na ito ay kilala sa kanilang mga puting dalampasigan, likas na tanawin, makasaysayang puok at mayamang kultura. Of course, karamihan sa mga destinasyong ito ay hindi pinalampas na bisitahin ng mag-asawang Rafael at Gail Crow noong panahong nasa bansa pa sila.
And we drove ourselves. That was another experience.
In the Philippines.
Driving in Manila
in
the traffic.
How was it?
Oh, we learned. We were living in India before, New Delhi.
What are the most unforgettable experience you had?
Oh, Bohol, the chocolate hills and the tasiers. In Banawe, the rice terraces, walking in the rice terraces.
Yeah, that was so
and cool. We were there for Easter, so the president of the Philippines at that time was visiting the hotel we were staying at, so we got a photo with her.
Gloria
Macapal Arroyo. She was there. And then we used to go to Porto Galera and had a beautiful barbecue with fish on the beach, you know, when my mother was visiting. We enjoyed the beaches. We went to Boracay and we had a great visit for the lovely sights and scenes of the Philippines and, of course, the history as well, you know, the Corregidor and the island there. And so we had a good time.
Para sa mag-asawa, ang Pilipinas ay hindi lang mayaman sa magagandang tanawin na dapat pasyalan at mga taong magaling magtrabaho. Mainam din itong shopping destination. Sa katunayan, si Gail may ipinagmamalaking pamana para sa kanyang mga anak na galing sa Pilipinas.
We had very nice supermarkets, good shopping centers, very good value for buying fashion products and the people, of course, were so friendly, helpful, smiling, and whenever we go around the world, we always bump into Filipinos. So we tell them we lived in Manila, and they go, oh, wow, you know. So Filipinos are everywhere.
Something I really remember and really enjoyed was the pearl markets.
Pearl markets?
Oh, wow. The pearls were just in Green Hills.
Green Hills.
Green Hills outside outside Makati, near Quezon City.
Yeah, what about the pearls?
Oh, they're absolutely, my goodness, they are so beautiful. Every color, every shape, every size, I have them all.
Oh, so you shop a lot.
I shopped a lot, and I saved them for my daughters. When they get older, I will give them to them. Yeah.
Kahit higit 20 na ang nakaraan at retired na sa kani-kanilang trabaho ang mag-asawang Rafael at Gayla, kaya pumirmi na sila sa Sydney. Maraming bagay ang namimiss nila sa Pilipinas na tila bahagi na ng kanilang buhay.
Chicken skewers, you know, and the noodles, you know, the pancit.
Yeah. Pancit, yes.
What else?
Just the fruits, tropical fruit, papaya and mango.
Calamansi soda. I remember calamansi soda.
Yes.
That was really yummy.
And of course, Jollibee.
Jollibee!
Patuloy na nagbibigay ang United Nations o UN ng suporta sa Pilipinas sa pamamagitan ng peace building, livelihood and economic development, technical assistance para sa human rights at governance, gayon din sa emergency response, pagkain, malinis na tubig, shelter, serbisyong pangkalusugan, edukasyon at disaster preparedness. Kabilang sa pinakahuling tulong ng UN ang suporta sa pamahalaan matapos ang 7.8 magnitude na lindol sa Mindanao noong Hunyo 2026 na nakaapekto sa halos 1.7 milyong katao. Naglaan ang UN ang pagkain, serbisyong medikal, hygiene kits, emergency shelters at suporta sa logistics at komunikasyon upang mapabilis ang pagtugon at pagbango ng mga apektadong komunidad. Kaya para sa mag-asawang Rafael at Gayle Crow, isang magandang alaala ang mamuhay na makasama ang mga Pinoy sa Pilipinas. Kaya ngayong marami ng Pilipino sa Australia, maganda umano itong hakbang para sa mas maunlad na Australia.
I just found it very enriching just being, you know, not just a tourist in a country, but actually living there and appreciating all there is to appreciate and getting to know a little bit about the culture and how things work. It just opens your mind. And you might have, you know, certain ways of thinking about things, but when you, I mean, travel is one thing, but living somewhere else is just that little extra bonus.
Well, that's great that there's more coming here because it enriches the country, you know, with the culture, the food, the attitude, the music. It's just great for Australia to have that mix of different cultures and from different parts of the world, especially from our closest neighbors, Philippines.
Sheila Joy Labrador para sa SBS Filipino.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.